It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Hey, welcome to the smokiest show on the airwaves. It's the Grillin' Guys. It must be the weekend. We're excited to be here today, and I'm excited because I got rid of Jop for the day, and I've got the lovely Shasta from Old World Olive Company with me here.
Good morning.
Or good evening, depending on which market you're in. But it's going to be one of those shows where we delve into pizzas, because America has a fascination with pizzas. I've been hearing a lot of pizza stories. And just the other day, I saw Papa John getting interviewed on a Timcast, which is a podcast. And that's an amazing story, how that guy started that company. He started when he was like 22. Wow. And he built it into a multi-billion dollar company. And then ultimately, he got bounced by the board of directors. They sort of ripped him off. And that was too bad. But anyway, we're here for good news, not bad news. I don't know that I've ever had a Papa John's pizza.
Yeah, I've had a few.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They weren't nearly as big in Michigan. We had the domino effect.
Right, right, for a long time.
And Little Caesar came along and stabbed the rest of the market.
Yeah.
So myself personally, I kind of like the smaller standalone, the real Paisano pies.
Yeah, you know, the wood-fired ones are good too.
Yeah. Yeah. So this week I went into an awesome experiment on my charcoal grill. I grilled hamburgers. It was really daring.
Step out, Bob.
It was really daring. You know, I bought this cow and I've got all this beef. I think you guys ended up with some.
Yes, we sure do.
And those burgers are so nice.
They're delicious.
So I had a mob over Saturday. It was or Sunday. A bunch of the kids came home. My birthday was last weekend, and a bunch of kids came out and relatives. We had relatives over like every weekend. And I just did up a bunch of burgers. And I used your wonderful spice, the shaker, the little green.
Oh, Seasonello.
Yes.
Yes, that stuff's awesome.
It's like a miracle
cure.
Yes,
it is. Yes, we use it on everything. In fact, the kids have become so snooty now that they're accustomed to having it that when it's out of the house or we're out of it, they won't even eat whatever it was they were going to put it on.
They want to go to Taco Bell instead.
Right, right.
And, of course, I'm batching it again this weekend. Imagine that.
Oh.
Seems like every time I'm on this stinking show, I'm batching it.
Wow.
Something going on here.
Yeah. Seems to be a pattern.
No. But, you know, I get a lot done because I get to do what I want to do.
Sure.
So the other night I went to Alan Bob's. They had a whitetail tracking course, which was really cool. And Thomas Lindsley, our friend from Survivor Sling Cold Steel Tactical, was there. And they had some tracking dogs. And, of course, I got to let Merle and the boys cut up a bunch of new arrows for me and get them all set up. I bought a target. And
wow, you're going hardcore on this.
I know.
Wow.
Well, my other targets were pretty old. And they've got a new style now that's a little easier to pull your arrow out of.
Huh. Amazing.
Because I shoot 72 pounds.
Yeah.
And that arrow really wants to drill into
them. You should watch some of the Olympics right now. They're all doing bow shooting and...
Oh, they're kneeling and shooting?
They were standing when I saw them.
Oh, not when the anthem was on.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother story.
Yeah, we got... our basketball team got wiped out in the first round by France.
Yes.
Wow. We're proud of the woke generation,
aren't
we? Yeah,
but did you see what they did to
Iran? So nice. No.
They trampled them. Absolutely trampled them. Like 60, I might have been 60-point difference.
So back to the grill. Old World Olive Company has been a partner for us for years, and it's great when Shasta and Corey show up. Corey sits in the corner and giggles. yes. We're going to talk about pizza, and to do some of my research, of course, I had to reach out to my daughter, Emily, because she's got a killer crust recipe, and that's been the area that I've always struggled with. How do you do your crust?
So for a long time, I've been afraid of crust. Just the whole, will it rise enough? Is it stretchy enough? But I think once you just try it a couple times and you succeed or fail, I mean, that's how we get better. Ultimately, you get to a place where you have something that we hope is edible.
Right.
And, you know, I think the key is just the warm water mixture with the yeast and the dough and the proper amount of time for it to rise. Ideally, you know, if you can let it rise for 2 or 3 days, you're going to get a really good crust that's nice and pliable. You can pull it apart.
Do you let it rise in the refrigerator?
No. Mm. Room temperature. Yeah.
I know all the pizza shops make up their batch and then they put it in the refrigerator for a few days.
Yeah, they can put it in there. But when you're getting ready to use it and cook it, you want to pull it out, let it come up to room temperature.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
So it's more pliable.
Yep. You know, we had that problem once before, I think. Remember, Bob? We were trying to stretch pizza dough and nothing worked.
I think that was your husband's fault.
Oh, that could be. We'll just blame it on him.
We're both in the kitchen.
So you guys have a Kamado grill, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, we do. From, someone we know.
Yeah. Some very nice person got you hooked up with it. So do you ever do pizza on that?
We sure do. Yeah. In fact, that's one of my favorite because you get a nice smoky flavor to the crust. And I think that because it can get so hot, too, you can control that temperature on it. It's a quick and easy way to do a crust.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's some tricks I think we should talk about at some point in this show here.
Yeah.
In terms of using a grill or a Kamado cooker.
Yep. Couple little techniques that help make a difference.
I made some mistakes when I first got into doing that.
Yeah, well, we all made
putting the stone on first is a big deal.
That's a huge deal.
Yeah, so you use your cornmeal on a baking sheet, make your crust, build your pizza, take it out once everything's nice and hot. What temperature do you run that thing up to?
5 to 550 is ideal. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just this weekend I was watching a Food Network show with, you know, Michael Simon on it, and they were going over grilling pizzas, and I was actually kind of excited because I knew that that's what we were going to talk about today. And his technique and his tip was put that stone in the grill and leave it in there for about an hour, mm-hmm. and get your temperature up to 5 to 550. And then when you put that crust in, you only need 3 or 4 minutes because it's so hot.
Right.
You cook your pizza right away.
And the mistake I made the first time was building it on the stone. Bringing it out and setting it on the grill.
Yeah.
And the bottom of the crust was just like doggy.
We've done the same quite a few times.
I'm like doggy do.
Right, yeah.
I don't like doughy pizza.
I do not either.
Maureen loves it.
I like a crunch.
Yeah.
I like a good crunch.
Yeah, she's all about the crust. So in the next segment, I think we should talk about maybe whatever you want to talk about. I know you've got some secrets there at Old World Olive Company. Using oils and stuff, and I've kind of built in some spots for you here that are just perfect. So
awesome!
I think we'll take a little break and we'll come back and let Shasta take over Shasta's Pizza Corner.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fenn Valley Vineyards.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
Hey guys, Schmoe's now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids, and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoe's as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering better Michigan beer.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.